The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hello again, and welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. It's good to be alive here another week in spite of all the craziness that's going on in Washington and elsewhere. And speaking of that, apparently we've got a date set for a infrastructure vote, which for those of you that either have a TV, radio, YouTube, or any other medium these days for getting news, are aware that we've got a huge, ginormous expenditure projected of a new tax law, tax revenue raiser. I suppose if you fall for the description of it from the inside the Beltway folks we call congressmen and senators, it's an investment in our future, as it's often called, which defies logic when really it's nothing more than plain old good old-fashioned pork barrel spending in large measure. And so anyway, there's a date, or sometime on Monday there will be a vote in the House, which is considered to be, at least by the Democratic side, it's an essential move to advance President Biden's domestic agenda. And I guess with all that's going on internationally, and I guess I'm not sure if you'd call the border of our great state of Texas international or if we call that domestic, but boy, does he have some issues at the border. And to the point where, you know, you can't even get a straight answer out of the administration as to whether Joe Biden, our president, has ever been to the border of Texas, which represents obviously the number one spot of entry, I suppose, or at least illegal entry. So you would think that they could afford to give it a little bit more attention than what they've done, at least firsthand, so they can get some idea of what they're up against, because from all reports, both sides of the aisle, it's a mess. And in fact, I guess some of the most ardent criticism is from the Democrat or Democratic congressman down in that area. But anyway, as you know, if you've tuned in before, our focus here for the next hour or so will be tax planning strategies for investors, especially those who have decided that real estate investments can be a good way to grow wealth for their family. For those that are behind on retirement savings, and for those that are really concerned about what they see going on in Washington with regard to our investment and the associated pay-fors, as the buzzword in Congress now, which means how we're going to pay for all this expending or all this spending, which I'll tell you how we're going to pay for it. The people that have money, that are successful, that make money, are going to be writing some big checks if this bill goes through. So I say if, because it is anything but a done deal. You've got even Democrats. You know, we forget that the single biggest issue for a congressperson or a senator is getting reelected. And thankfully, there's a reelection looming. It's a year away, but that's like a week in terms of the time that goes on with our nation's legislatures or legislators. And so you can rest assured they've got their eye on the clock, and that's probably the single biggest motivator will be how far can we go? How much can we spend? How much can we raise taxes before my district's taxpayers, who are also voters, are going to resist? And of course, in some districts, there'll be no resistance because there are far more have-nots than haves, which is what this translates to. It's a question of the haves versus the have-nots. And you've got enough progressive, quote-unquote, Congress people that see their goal in life to be the redistribution of wealth to the have-nots. And of course, they don't realize that at some point, if they would just step back and look at some of their policies, they would seemingly understand that you can only take so much. And, you know, I'm reminded of the Ronald Reagan illustration or story, where back when Reagan was a member of the Hollywood, Screen Actors Guild, he was an actor. He wouldn't do or wouldn't perform in more than, I believe it was, two movies a year, because by that point you were into the 90%+ tax rate federally. You still had California tax, I believe. And so essentially anything past two movies or whatever his fee was to act, he got little, if anything, from. So why bother? And that's what's going to happen when you start taxing people more than we're taxed now, which, by the way, I say that almost in jest, because, you know, if you think about it and look at the actual historical tax rates, I'm going to tell you, and I've said this before on the radio many times, the tax rates are on sale right now. And if you think taxes are high now, just wait, because with all the spending that's happened over the last, I don't know, I'm going to call it 20 years at least, you know, much of the deficit has been generated from spending over the last 20 years. It's not like, you know, we had trillions of dollars of debt back in the 50s. I mean, I'm not even sure what the deficit cumulatively was. It wasn't much compared to today. And now it's nothing for us to generate, you know, $2 to $5-6 trillion of deficit spending in a year, a single year. And when you think about what that means to each individual taxpayer, it's huge. And currently with a 28, I believe it's 28 to 30 trillion dollar deficit. And of course, that's only the piece that we admit. There's another 100+ trillion that is represented by commitments that, yeah, they're law, but they're not here yet. We may, the Congress folks say, well, we may change that, or we may adjust it, so therefore they don't book it on their balance sheet, which, you know, for any small business that you and I might run, we would be forced to. They just don't report it until it's actually here. And so if you add that on, this, the true number that each of us owe, each taxpayer, is close to $900,000, which is insane to think that each of us are on the hook for that. In any event, we're getting ready to come up to a break, but I wanted to just mention that, you know, the primary purpose of this show is to provide the listener with introductory information. These concepts are found at our website. That's baplanner.com. Hear the music. So let's go to the break. We'll come back. I want to talk a little bit about the news, and I want to go back to what we were talking about at the end of last week's show, which is dealing with some of the retirement plan changes that are proposed that may become law, and tell you how we should try to deal with them. We'll be right back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly a 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. HealVets.org.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world, and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And as always, I appreciate Neil Diamond's song, one of the classics, truly of all time, at least with respect to, I think, wealth accumulation. He may not have realized it, but the line about you know, getting by ain't living, or just getting by isn't living. I think some of his versions have the word ain't. Pretty sure I've heard that, but we'll give him a pass. But in any event, you know, it reminds me of a lot of the advice you see around online, and I think about, you know, you see a lot of people that say, well, you know, we don't give tax advice. We're just entertainment. In fact, I love pulling the whiskers of the show that's on right before ours, and, you know, I'm amazed at times about how much tax advice they don't give that I hear on the radio and in class. If you ever attend their events or in, the, you know, some of their presentations. And, you know, I see comments now. Here we go with the proposed tax changes, and, of course, everybody's given advice, including that group and others. I've got an article from CNBC here in front of me, and a couple others that I'm going to make some points with. But, you know, it's amazing to me the hypocrisy that you see with some folks where, you know, they tell you liquidate, you know, liquidate your retirement funds and let's invest in real estate. And then they've got these crocodile tears about the changes, you know, in the new tax rules, and they read stuff online, and I'll just tell you, and I did mention this on my disclaimer elaboration, I should finish it, that just because you hear something on the radio, whether it's me or someone else, don't presume it affects your specific facts and circumstances. You know, all the information we discuss here, they're up, as up to date as we know, but this is a moving target, and especially in light of what's going on right now. And so you really need to consult with advisors that are already aware of your facts and circumstances. Let's make sure that what Nathan Ross or other folks on the air or you know, on a website are saying applies, because a lot of these rules are you know, they're in effect here in the next 6 months. There's one provision, a pretty major provision, that if it goes into effect, it'll be 2032 before it becomes, you know, before it applies, before it becomes something you got to deal with. And so, but I see people talking about the sky is falling without understanding enough, just in their normal day-to-day, they give bad advice. And I was getting ready to mention one of the quotes that I remember from a long time ago is Red Adair. You may remember the former, or he's passed away now. He was a Houston celebrity of sorts in the oil well firefighting business. And his comment was something along the line of, you think professionals are expensive, try amateurs. And boy, does that go times 10 when it comes to tax planning and tax strategies. And there's a lot of, in fact, there's a couple common tax strategies right now for people that have businesses that would literally be legislated away. The IRS doesn't just not like them. They're tired of trying to catch them. And so those in Congress have taken their advice, I suppose, or looking for ways to generate more pay-fors under the act. They've decided to do away with a couple of them. But they don't really affect our clients too much who are real estate-centric. And in any event, the provisions of the latest tax act or the latest proposed tax act, what I'm going to call the draft. And if you haven't read it, it's available online. If you can't find it, shoot me an email at nathan@npross.com or go complete a contact us on our BA Planner website. That's BEAPLANNER. And I'll send that out to you because, you know, it's 880 some odd pages, very technical information, but it's interesting to see how the congressmen, and of course, it's not the Congress necessarily, the individual members, it's their staffs that are in large measure drafting. If it's not the lobbyists, in some cases, it's absolutely lobbyists that put these various pieces of the text together, and it really exposes them for the naive legislators that they are in terms of how they write the language. And then, of course, it carries over because there's a few folks that are first out of the gate on analyzing and summarizing the provisions, and then those analyses go into a newspaper, a website, et cetera, and then it's like a game of musical chairs where, you know, people start passing that around and the inaccuracies or the errors just get magnified. And, you know, I'll tell you one right away, and of course I've been saying without any tax act at all, I can tell you it's not a great way to invest, but when you invest your IRA in private real estate partnerships, which is the asset class that many of our clients utilize, you pay an extra round of tax already. And I'm not sure why Congress doesn't like that, but now they're trying to prohibit folks from investing their IRA in private, what we call real estate syndications. They're going to make that illegal, that you should try to earn more money on those assets, and they're going to force you, than you can in the market, they're going to force you to buy market-based assets, you know, publicly traded, for your IRA. It's unbelievable. I mean, what a power grab. And yet, when you look at the number of people in that asset class relative to the money that they need to raise, it's a peanut. It's an absolute peanut. It's incredible that they would, one, take away your right to invest your retirement funds as you see fit and give yourself a shot at increasing your retirement plan wealth, which is a good thing, I think. If I recall, wasn't around, well, I guess I was around back when the IRA became law. I was younger, of course. I thought that's the reason that Congress at that time put the IRA into law, was to help and encourage people to make a lot of money for their retirement, so that it essentially meant the government wouldn't have to take care of us. But in any event, the current crop of prognosticators has fixated on a piece of the overall text, and they make it sound like it's every IRA that can't invest, and that's just not true. Go read the text. It refers very specifically, and I'm going to get a little technical here, to accredited investments that require the investor to have more than $1 million in net worth or earn $200,000 to $300,000 a year in income, depending on whether they're single or married filing joint. And so it affects a lot of people, there's no doubt, but it also leaves a hole for a lot of my clients that are just getting started with their real estate and their retirement plan investing. And moreover, that's within the prospect of an IRA. I've told you on the show, I've told clients for more than a few years that the IRA is an inefficient way to invest in leveraged Investment, meaning investments that have a mortgage, which is every piece of real estate an investor will ever purchase if you want to make money. You must have leverage. That gives you a partner that'll put up 80% of the capital to go acquire that apartment building, and they only want currently somewhere between, 2.8 and 3.5 to 3.9% interest on a loan. That's crazy that you know, we've got lenders that are willing to do that. But bottom line is, if you join a partnership using your IRA funds, you're going to pay an extra round of tax. The IRA is going to pay it, actually, and then you're still going to pay tax when you take your money out. So as you know, I promote a strategy referred to as a self-directed 401 trust, or simply a 401 trust. It's a trust created pursuant to Section 401 of the Internal Revenue Code. And why do we like that vehicle? Because it's the only vehicle under the tax code that can invest in a passive real estate transaction and pay no tax until you take your money out, which in my client's case might be 10, might be 15, 20, could be 30 years, could be never. I've got some clients that have other income streams that they're investing in their 401 simply for their legacy sake. They may never take the money out. It may pass to their heirs once they pass away. But bottom line is, when you're keeping that extra 20 to 30% sliver of capital in an investment, or in the pool of your investment capital, so you can go into another deal once you exit the one the money's in now, that's a big deal when you understand the power of compounding and the types of returns that these real estate investments can offer. So I'm going to tell you what I've been telling you before there was ever a mention of a new tax act, before Joe Biden was ever president even, which is, don't invest as an IRA. Find a way to qualify to invest as a 401 trust. And we'll talk about this in more detail here in the latter segments, because I want you to understand it is within your grasp. It absolutely is within your grasp. And if you've got an IRA that's invested in private real estate partnerships, you should have already rolled your money out and into a 401. And how many of the prognosticators, I haven't seen one article that talks about you being able to execute that option. They're all freaked out over the fact that you're going to have to liquidate your IRA investments. Well, I'll tell you the best way to liquidate them is to roll them into a 401 trust so that you pay no tax. How about that, right? Now we're thinking, and we're not just reacting. So I would suggest to you, forget all the fear and frustration that's being sold by prognosticators and real estate investor program mentors, yes, right here in our own city of Houston. It doesn't have to be. Wake up. Look at what you're saying. And by the way, you should have been saying it already instead of telling people to cash out their company 401k plans and talking about 401 as if it's a scourge. Maybe they think it's a pandemic of sorts. Yeah, it's a pandemic waiting to happen, which is to create a lot of wealth for you if you understand or come to understand how that vehicle works in conjunction with above average rates of return, which we'll go into here shortly. But in any event, I look at the tax bill, at least with regard to the retirement changes, as being an extreme overreaction in general to, as you may be aware of, the Peter Thiel $5 billion Roth IRA. It's like the guy that should be, we should put a monument up to him in Washington, D.C. to say, hey, guys, I took your rules and I did more than have a little success. I had a lot of success. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to tax the guy. He's going to have to pay roughly 40% tax to liquidate everything above the $10 million mark. Boy, how is that for rewarding success, right? That's crazy that that's how the current crop of Congress people think. But in any event, the retirement plan changes, for the most part, do not affect the 401. There's a couple that do, and they're significant for some of us. They're not for people that are still building wealth. If you're trying to convert your wealth to Roth 401 buckets, well, then it will affect you. But it's still possible So anyway, we'll talk more about how do you qualify for a 401, what are the benefits, why would you want to do this, why would you want to look at real estate as your wealth accumulation tool when we get back from the break. And if you do have questions, you can call into 281-558-5738 and ask what you would like to hear about these 401s. We'll be right back. Around the clouds.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
With Houston Methodist Virtual Urgent Care, you can skip the drive and the waiting room and connect to our board-certified providers from your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. Virtual urgent care visits are available 24/7, no appointment needed, even on weekends and holidays. Now you can get the same trusted care you expect from Houston Methodist, wherever you are, whenever you need us.
To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
If you're looking to sell or buy a home and in need of the best realtors out there, look no further than the Matthews team at RE/MAX Legends. Ronnie and Kathy Matthews have instilled in each and every team member their hard work and honest values, and believe me, it's paid off. This incredible team's agents has an average tenure of over 10 years, so it's clear that the Matthews team truly knows the Houston area market and what it takes to get a home sold quickly. They're employee-owned. They care about their clients, and they always go the extra mile to ensure that each sale and purchase is seamless and smooth. The Matthews team are the number one RE/MAX team in Texas and have been for over 20 years. Call the Matthews team at 281-440-7900 or see for yourself and go online at ronnieandkathy.com. They sell over 900 homes a year, and they know every inch of the buying and selling market in the greater Houston area. Call the Matthews team. I chose them as my realtor, and you should too. The Matthews team and RE/MAX Legends, your realtor for life. 281-440-7900. That's 281-440-7900.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers, are the voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, and I was getting ready to explain again more about the 401 Trust. I understand that we get new listeners every weekend that haven't heard me talk about it. They don't understand what I'm referring to, and so I, you know, it's just the nature of the beast here. It's hard for me to know who I'm talking to this week. Before I do that, though, I wanted to reference an article that was, I mentioned the CNBC article, which, or actually this is Wall Street Journal. I was going to say, I can't believe this would have been in CNBC because it takes a negative view of the Biden administration. But the title of the article is $3.5 trillion is a phony number. And the subtitle is Budget Tricks Disguise the True Cost of Biden's Vast Entitlement Plans. Now, I'm assuming we all realize that, you know, we've kind of moved into the socialistic state mentality with the folks that are just narrowly, I mean, by the narrowest, as Ted Cruz said this week in one of his committee or a committee hearing that he was on, by the narrowest physically possible definition of a majority interest, That's the current Democratic Party. But anyway, Democrats are grasping for ways to finance their cradle-to-grave welfare state, with the left demanding what they claim is $3.5 trillion over 10 years. The truth is that even that gargantuan number hides the real cost of their plans. The bills moving through committees are full of delayed starts. These are the little tricks as to how they get these pieces of legislation passed. They downsell the cost involved. So they delay certain provisions from starting for several years into the 10-year period. Anyway, delayed starts, phony phase-outs, where they're really not phasing it out. They're shifting the cost to other folks within our tax-paying system. And then they cost shift to the states like nobody's business. It's amazing. So they fit the $3.5 trillion box around these provisions without worrying about the pieces that they're pushing off to other people. So even if the bill shrinks to the $2 trillion or less level that many are projecting, so it'll actually pass, the real cost will be far greater. It's one of the biggest fiscal cons in history. That's a quote. One of the greatest fiscal cons in history. Start with the child allowance, which is among the bill's most expensive provisions. It extends the $3,000 to $3,600 per child payments for a decade. A decade that would cost roughly $1.1 trillion. So out of the represented $3.5 trillion, which is really closer to $7.5 trillion, 1.1 of it is that $3,000 to $3,600 payment, which for those of you that don't have children below the, I think the qualifying age is below 18, how do you like those apples, right? So this is just a slap in your successful face is what it is, because you're paying for it. And it said the way the Democrats have hidden the real cost of extending this allowance, they extend it only through 2025. Well, that's strategic because the Democrats are projecting, as we hope, that the Republicans might gain control of Congress. Not that there's a big difference here. It'll be some other spending that we'll fight about. That's what the fight is in Washington. It's not how much, it's how we spend it. And the Republicans can spend it every bit as good as the Democrats. Just go back and look at the deficits. Even if Republicans gain control of Congress and the White House in 2024, Democrats and their media allies will bludgeon them to extend the payments, which will cost another $110 billion each year. So, you know, theoretically, they're not even halfway through the time that this will be effective, because I would tell you it's like many provisions in Congress. It's hard to ever kill anything that has to do with spending, and spending on, let's call it, candy or toys. Nobody wants their toys taken away from them. So it gets real hard to dial these provisions back. In any event, that's the child care allowance. You could go on and on. Universal pre-K entitlement. That's $33 billion a year, and of course, initially the feds will pick up 100%, but Washington's share would decline to 60% by 2028. Well, where do you think the balance is going to go? Well, that would be to the states that, you know, are the ones that are going to get stuck with the huge bills as these costs spiral out of control. Free community college, same thing. Congress will pay for it for 2023 to 24. And then I'm not sure why there's a break, but they would pay for it from 2023-24 school year through 2027-28. Initially, the feds will pay 100%, but by 2027, it's only 80%. Again, it gets shifted over to the states. Obamacare's medical expansion, you know, if you think back, initially, the Fed was picking up 100%, and, you know, then it declined down to 90%. You may recall some states, about a dozen of them, declined to expand Medicare. So now the Democrats are expanding creating a new federal program that expands Medicaid on its own. And so anyway, I could go on and on, but the bottom line is, look, tax rates, I'm going to say it again, they're on sale. They're going up. And the thing for us to do to avoid being in the bullseye of the target for collecting money is to reposition assets into income streams that are either low taxed or no tax gets paid. Roth conversions, there's some insurance product that has guaranteed returns that avoids it. It's not just untaxed, it's not even reportable. You know, there's some wonderful tax shelters under the code for insurance products if they're structured right. And we don't really look at it as traditional, you know, none of us like to pay for insurance. We all love the annuities that might come later, but we don't want to pay for it. Well, you know, in some measure, you can have your cake and eat it too with the right type of policies if it's structured right. And it's absolutely a tax strategy. It's not necessarily what you would think of as traditional insurance. But in any event, I wanted to go on and talk more about the 401 trust, 401 solo 401 plan. You know, there's a number of words that you hear in the marketing arena. And by the way, solo K is a marketing term. You will not find it in the Internal Revenue Code. And you will find reference to trust created pursuant to IRC or Internal Revenue Code Section 401, which is why I use the term. In any event, what is a solo 401k plan? It's a qualified retirement plan that's designed for self-employed individuals and small business owners with no full-time employees, excluding a business partner or a spouse. So you could be married, both parties could participate, or one could participate. And essentially, much like the traditional 401k plan you may participate in at your office with your main employment, this plan encourages individuals to save for retirement in a tax-advantaged environment. And effectively, when you make your contribution, much like the IRA, it's not identical but similar, you contribute funds into the solo K, you invest them, which, by the way, you control the investment. You can be the trustee. You can have the checkbook in hand, and you decide who, when, where, and how much you're going to invest in, which that's why our clients like the 401, because now they control their money. They can invest it in real estate, and as Marvin Zindler used to say, they can do whatever makes them happy, and that's a big deal to someone in their mid-50s that it may be behind on saving for retirement, and they're looking for a way to get there. By the way, retirement now is such a relative thing. It's, again, I mentioned, I don't really like the word retirement per se. It's not really an age as much as you read, you know, in the press. It's more a state of mind, and it's also, if you're successful, it can be much longer than you ever thought about. The average life expectancy now for males in the U.S., it's gone down just a tad with COVID, but essentially it's about 85, 86. For females, it's 87, 88. That's a long time to need money to live. And so if you're thinking $1 million is all you need, I got news for you. When you look at the high cost of health care and the number of Americans that will end up having long-term health care or chronic illness needs, and what those situations involve monetarily, $1 million is the start point. And yeah, you really need to be totally self-insured. Most people, depends on how you define retirement, of course, and when, most people would need at least $3 or $4 million to not allow a chronic illness to bankrupt them. Well, I hear the music again. We're going to have one final segment. I'll continue on with more information about the self-directed 401. And if you got questions, again, give me a call at 281-558-5738 or send me an email to Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at nprross.com. We'll be right back.
And that will bring everybody down, so don't worry, be happy, don't worry.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com
shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many, regardless of age. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul every Saturday evening, 6 till 8 p.m. Paul said it best as he closed his show. We'll meet again on AM 700 KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. We're starting the final segment of the show. And before we took a break, I was talking about the Solo K, or what we call a 401 trust. And I wanted to move past the point of just indicating what it is to talk about some of the benefits and to compare and contrast it a bit with an IRA, because a lot of people think, well, gee, why don't I just invest using my IRA funds? And there's some really good answers to that. There's getting ready to be some better answers if the draft text of the new tax legislation goes through. So benefits, you've got a relatively high or higher contribution amount annually that you can put in. The total annual contribution that could be contributed, you have to have qualifying earnings. For those that are age 50 and over, is $64,500 this year. That's a lot of money to be socking away for retirement. So that's the max, and that's for if you're 50 or age 50 or over. If you're under 50, it's $58,000, which is still a nice start if you're really behind on retirement wealth accumulation to let you play catch up. Additional benefits of the 401 trust are $50,000 tax and penalty-free loans. It's $50,000 or 50% of the account value, whichever's less, that can be used for any purpose. It's not just a hardship type loan or withdrawal. It's, you could use it to take your lifelong dream vacation if that were something you deemed to have value. It allows you the additional benefits. It allows you the ability to make alternative investments such as real estate, traditional investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. Again, where you're driving the wagon, you're saying, this is what I want to invest in. I want to join that partnership that's going to take down that 300-unit apartment complex. You can be part of that, and incredibly lucrative in the right circumstances. There's no need to establish an entity to make investments. As with IRAs, you may want to establish an entity to make it a little bit easier to transact. Don't have to do that with the 401. There is no custodian that you've got to get approval from. You're the custodian of your funds, essentially. There's an exemption from the UBTI tax, which I mentioned earlier, that second layer of tax. 401 trusts do not pay it for passive rental real estate. Now, contrast that to opening a daycare or a coffee shop, an actual trade or business, or a self-storage facility, which looks like it's rental real estate, but when you're renting U-Haul trucks parked out front, you're selling supplies inside the office, and you're offering logistics services and moving services, et cetera, that is no longer passive real estate. So you would, if you were invested in one of those projects, you would pay the UBTI tax. There's stronger creditor protection with the 401 trust than an IRA. And I'm just going to leave it at that. If you want to learn more, connect with me. But you've got a layer of protection the IRA account holder does not. Let's see. Why wouldn't we use the IRA? There is no tax-free loan option. There's an administrative layer called a custodian, which means you've got to interact with the custodian on multiple fronts as you move forward. As I mentioned, you don't need to establish an entity to control your money. And it's got strong creditor protection, we mentioned. And then with the raw or with the 401 internal to the 401 trust, think of it as a duplex. You've got a pre-tax side of the house, and you've got a Roth 401 side of the house. With the traditional IRA, you only have the option of pre-tax. And yes, you can go form a second account that is Roth, but you don't have quite the flexibilities that you do with the 401. And by the way, the Roth side of the 401 does not pay the UBTI tax like the Roth IRA does. And for those of you that have Roth IRAs invested in leveraged real estate, like an apartment building partnership, you may be shocked to learn that, yes, you too pay the UBTI tax. And if you hadn't been doing it, well, you may want to make a call and let's discuss your options. But bottom line is we need to get you out of the IRA anyway, because if this draft goes through of the tax proposal, you're going to get clobbered. You're going to have to sell your IRA investments that are in private partnerships within 2 years or whatever it gets extended to. I'm not going to tell you that with any guarantee that the two-year period will get extended. I think it's likely. It's a little bit, it reeks of a little bit of unconstitutionality to change the rules this late in the game. But in any event, let's see. Contributions, we mentioned the maximum contributions. And then just in general, the 401, when you're the trustee, you have full control to make investments without custodial consent. That in and of itself is enough for people in this asset space to undertake the 401 versus the IRA. As to why you would want to invest in real estate private partnership syndications, I refer to that as a REP, as the acronym. You know, I've been watching this market, served clients in this space for 20 plus years. There's nothing that I've seen that consistently comes close to the returns that can be earned with these types of assets. Now, that said, right now, you know, there's been a sea change, I guess you might call it, with regard to some aspects of private partnerships and the concept of sponsor or syndicator, lead partner. We use those terms interchangeably. You know, they put together these transactions, and I mean, every one of them is different. And if you're a newbie, never invested in a partnership before, or you don't understand real estate, I'm going to encourage you to get someone on your team, as the expression goes. I agree that real estate's a team sport. It's unfortunate, however, that you got so many amateurs that are in the game that, as Red Adair said, can be real expensive because they don't give you the best advice, or perhaps their objective is to sell you a membership more so than to make your family money. And I guess all I'm going to tell you is that's at the outset. And if you think it gets better throughout, well, you know, I would disagree. I would tell you that you get less help and you pay more fees the further you go if you don't, again, know what you're doing. We will help you exploit whichever mentor platform that you join, and we think you should consider joining a mentor platform. In Houston, we like Steve Davis's Total Wealth Academy. Steve understands the 401 choice of investment. He also understands that even if you're not 59 and a half yet, or you're ready to terminate your job, which are the two ways to get your money out easily, there's still options for you to get your money out if you're in the great state of Texas and if you're married Happily so would be my clarification there. There are ways to repartition your assets. Yes, your retirement plan assets from one spouse to another to then allow you to roll that money into the 401 trust. You may recall, I think it was 2 weeks ago that I had my attorney James Owen on the program, and James explained the steps to how we do that, and we've done it many times. And for those of you that say, well, gee, I would love to get started, but all my money is in the 401k at my employer. If you're married, you live in Texas, great. You're eligible. And you can have control of that money to invest it as you see fit in pretty much anything. I mean, there are exceptions to what we can invest in generally with retirement funds. No collectibles, things of that nature. But generally, even crypto now can be held by IRAs and 401s. So it's, it gives you a lot of flexibility as to how you decide you want to grow your wealth. And specifically, the partnerships, the beauty about a real estate private partnership where you've got a lead partner, sponsor, syndicator, is that you don't have to get out of bed in the morning to go run that project. You do what you want to do. You talk about retirement, and I'm using that word as a label. You talk about doing whatever makes you happy. How about letting other folks shoulder the burden of the day-to-day management? And are you going to pay for that? You bet. You're going to pay for it. But if you find a lead partner that is rational in the lead partner compensation, which there are those out there, I can help you connect with some of those, then it becomes a fair exchange. And for you to be able not to worry about getting a mortgage, think about this. You buy a, $20 to $30 million or even more dollar apartment building, where are you going to get funding for that if this is your first time? And admittedly, yes, the property is what gets the loan. It's not your personal finances, but lenders aren't real fond of lending to first-time buyers. So you're going to have to fight that battle. Whereas if you invest your $50,000 or $100,000 into a syndication, you've already got that covered because the lead partner will have the balance sheet, or he'll have investors involved that have balance sheets to shoulder that debt. That's a big one in terms of how you can get started. You have nothing to do with that. You don't have to lease the units. You've got the lead partner has staff that does that. You don't have to do maintenance. We have staff. But in any event, I've got a question. I just had an email come in from a longtime listener, John. And the question is, can a 401 trust custodian, which I presume he means kind of 401 trustee or participant, borrow against the value of the 401 if the funds are already in a real estate deal, or does the cash have to be sitting in the account? And the answer is the cash would have to be in the account because the loan is coming from the 401. So if there's no money there, it's going to be hard to do. Well, I think we were pretty much done with the explanation of the 401. We may touch a bit on, well, we will touch a bit on it next week because it's absolutely a great strategy to deal with the new act. But I hear the music coming, so this week's show will be wrapped up. I enjoyed participating again, and hope more folks can listen as we move forward. Look forward to next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.